Have your say. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
As I mentioned earlier on, the Courier-Mail's got a slightly different slant on the release of this wonderful news on the link between, Queensland and New Zealand, let's put it that way. It says a trans-Tasman travel bubble will deliver a $600 million windfall to Queensland's battered tourism industry as travellers dare to dream of life after the pandemic. Now, offering a beacon of hope to a tourism industry pushed to the brink, it was yesterday announced quarantine-free travel Australia and New Zealand would resume April 19. I won't go on with the details. Here's where the focus is a little bit different from our Cairns Post version up here. Already the Queensland government is in the advanced stages of negotiations with several major airlines to secure flights for tourism destinations across the state. The Gold Coast has locked in the resumption of daily flights from Auckland in a move worth an estimated $50 million for the, quote, glitter strip. After a year of gloom and doom, Queensland Tourism Industry Council boss Daniel Geschwind said the announcement was fantastic. He invited the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, to travel across the ditch. Good idea. And the point being here, that she's coming across and she's probably going to Brisbane or the Gold Coast. Hopefully she would drop in up here too. She was excellent on her feet yesterday. She took a hell of a lot of questions. She was across every one of them. And very impressive indeed, apart from the wonderful good news she had. But anyway, the fact of the matter is they're focusing on the Gold Coast, which has got or getting daily flights from Auckland compared with our 3 a week. Admittedly, it's a big tourism destination. It's a big, I think, 1 million approximately population compared with our 160,000. So I guess they can legitimately claim double the services we're hopefully getting. Now, I put a call through to Margie Osmond. As usual, she comes straight to the phone. She's a terrific ambassador for the industry, Chief Executive Tourism Transport Forum Australia. Margie, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I saw you on television last night. You were almost dancing.
Yes, well, I did have my happy face on, yes. There was a bit of wiggling happening there. Yeah.
It's wonderful news, isn't it? I mean, it's just coming out of a nightmare, beginning of coming out of a nightmare for our industry.
It really is. I mean, I think that the biggest beneficiary, though, from an Australian perspective in terms of New Zealand leisure tourists is, in fact, Queensland. Mm. And one can only hope that as all those New Zealanders go, some sunshine would be nice, it fills the gap of anything that was lost because of the lockdown last week. So it's an upside for Queensland in particular.
This term, this mention on the front page of the Courier, several major airlines securing flights for tourism destinations across the state. What's that about?
Oh, look, I mean, I think this is really about upping the number, okay, if you like, because what's happened with a lot of the airlines on the Trans-Tasman route, obviously, it's been down to almost nothing. So really, it's the moment where you reattract a whole lot of routes and you put more flights on, et cetera, et cetera. And that's usually a process of negotiation. So that's perfectly normal. I think, obviously, you know, New Zealanders are also going to be looking for more exotic locations than the glitter strip. So, I mean, I would have thought there's significant opportunities in that for far north Queensland. Mm. And, you know, I know that the destination agency in Queensland has for some time, in anticipation of this announcement, been marketing into that New Zealand market. And they will have been making sure that New Zealanders knew all the options.
Let me ask you this, because quite a few people in far north Queensland head off to other Pacific destinations, not just New Zealand, but beyond New Zealand. Now, the fact that we're reopening up this connection between, for example, Cairns and Auckland, what are the opportunities in the near future of getting beyond there to some of those further eastern destinations, some of those beautiful islands over, you know, towards the east of the Pacific? What are the chances?
Well, look, I think that's the important thing about the New Zealand piece. It allows us to trial what is essentially, you know, the green zone flight pattern, which, you know, is really important in terms of continuing to contain the disease. But it also allows us to test how the process will work. And once we've got a bit of comfort, I think, from the New Zealand piece, I really do see that the Pacific and some of the Asian destinations will open up in the second half of this year.
Did you see the television announcement yesterday at 2 o'clock?
I certainly did, John. I was glued to the screen.
She's good on her feet, isn't she, Jacinda Ardern?
She's a very, very impressive spokeswoman, and I think she's also highly genuine and committed to the exercise. So from my perspective, because I'm co-chair of the tourism group of the Australian New Zealand Leadership Forum, huge title, but essentially what it means is it's a thing where we work with the New Zealanders to get as much done as we possibly can. So we had actually submitted this plan to both governments, gosh, halfway through last year. So it's been a long time coming.
I'm going to quote somebody else here, because he's brought up a good point. Australian Airports Association Chief James Goodwin said it's time to establish more bubbles with countries like Singapore and develop programs to bring in students and agricultural workers. Now, this is admittedly a little bit further down the road, but it's a very real opportunity early next year, isn't it?
Yeah, look, James is a good bloke, and I think he's quite right when he says this. And I think if I can give you any comfort at all, John, the major airports around the country have been working with Singapore, with their op numbers in Singapore and Japan and places like that for many, many months now, 6 or 8 months. So once the time is right, I think, you know, these things can happen pretty quickly.
Very exciting news, Margie. Good to talk to you again. Thank you.
You too. And you take care, John. Bye-bye.
She's the CEO, Tourism and Transport Forum Australia. And that's Margie Osmond.